is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, find the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm Mac Pritchard, founder and publisher of MaxList. To get your dream job, you need clear goals, great skills, and a good network. You also have to know how to look for work. One of the best ways to get good at job hunting is to talk to people who do it well. That's why once a month, I interview a MaxList reader who found a job they love. Our guest shares how they did it and offers their best job search tips. Our guest today is Becca McCulloch. She's the membership coordinator at Portland Business Alliance. Becca McCulloch believes in being clear about your goals and in the power of personal relationships to help you land your dream job. In an article you can find on the MaxList website, Becca says she had dead ends and disappointment during her search, but she stuck to her goals. She even turned down a job offer because it wasn't a good fit. Becca's diligence paid off. She's now the membership coordinator for Portland Business Alliance, and she's been in the job for almost 3 years. Today, she tells us why it's important to be clear about what you want. It not only helps you find the most relevant jobs, says Becca, it also helps you keep focused on your career goals. So, Becca, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, and you're actually here in the studio in person. Yeah. I appreciate you making the trip to across town. Now, you're the membership coordinator at the Portland Business Alliance, which is a cool job, but tell me, our listeners, why do you love that job?
So I love my job for a number of reasons. First and foremost is my coworkers, and they welcomed me with open arms, and a lot of them I've really garnered great relationships with them, and I even hang out with them outside of work, and so I didn't really expect that. So that was first and foremost, my favorite part of my job. Also, I am able to go all over the city to places that I would have no reason to go otherwise. We do 150 events a year at the Alliance. And because of that, I've been able to go everywhere from certain cafes to law firms to architecture firms and everywhere in between, and I will carry that with me from now on. I can just drive around the city and be like, I've been there and there and there, and I would have no cause to go there otherwise.
I have to add that you and I met at an event.
That's correct.
And
we did.
It was a classic Portland event. It was for the, I may scramble the name of the company here, but they're a member of PBA. I think it's called B Delivery. It's a bicycle delivery service.
Right.
And they were the event was at the Red, which is a food warehouse for locally sourced foods that deliver in both downtown and the east side of Portland.
That's correct. Yeah, I remember that. I introduced myself to you and said that I had found my current role on MaxList, and that was for Beeline, and that was a fun event, and that was just an example of the kind of events that we put on.
Great. Yeah, in fact, I'm glad you said that the name of the company is Beeline, and I see their bicycles all across town. So let's talk about your job search, Becca. What was the biggest challenge you faced?
Well, I was kind of at a place where I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, but I knew that I knew my skill set. I knew that I loved people, I loved events, and I was not going to thrive at a 9-to-5 desk job in a cube. And I stand by that. And so I just sort of started looking. I had worked a long time for Nordstrom. I had worked a long time for a winery. And I just, you know, I was some years out of college and I just wasn't sure what I wanted to do. So I started hitting the usual suspects, job boards, and of course, I had heard of MaxList as a really good source in Portland. So I would look there from time to time, some hits, some not. And that's kind of where – that was sort of my jumping off point for my job search.
Okay. So you're looking on job boards and you're looking for opportunities. What made the Portland Business Alliance stand out for you? Because I'm guessing you looked at a lot of opportunities.
I did. And that kind of was, to be honest, it was quite random. So at the point that I applied for the Alliance, I had gone on a number of interviews and applied for a number of positions. I almost always got at least an interview. And sometimes I would get no response, which was not fun. But sometimes I would go on an interview and leave knowing that it was not the right fit. And a time or two, I was even pursued by a company that I didn't feel was the right fit. But the Alliance, I applied honestly not even knowing what the Portland Business Alliance was. But the job description fit kind of what I had just described as what I felt were my job skills. So I thought, what the heck? I'm going to apply for this. And I did, and I received an interview.
And you had that interview, and as you had those conversations, this process was different from some of your other interviews, wasn't it?
It was. So I went still not having really done due diligence and learned too much about the Alliance, but I went in and I met the man who eventually became my direct supervisor and the HR director, and they were funny and kind and just sort of, we totally hit it off like we were old friends. And I left there thinking, okay, I still don't know what the Alliance is, but I really like these people and I could see myself spending my time with them.
Okay, so there was good chemistry in that interview. What happened next, Becca? What steps did you take to pursue your interest in the job?
So, you know, I did kind of the typical write a quick thank you card, put it in the mail. I'm still a firm believer in the handwritten thank you card. And, you know, I think before I could even get it in the mail, I had had a phone call from the HR director asking me if I wanted the job. And it was probably, it might have been a weekend in between, but I pretty much had to Google Portland Business Alliance. And I remember her telling me in the interview that it was the chamber. And to me, the chamber is sort of an antiquated term. So I wasn't even totally familiar of that term, to be honest. And so I remember calling my mom and saying, you know, she said it's the chamber. And she kind of explained to me what that was. And I sort of blindly accepted the job.
And what made you say yes? Because you, as you mentioned, you interviewed for other positions. And I know you had another job offer. Why say yes to this one?
I did. And this just felt right. And again, it goes back to the people and just sort of taking a chance and going with my gut and feeling as if I could do this at least for a while.
But it's actually been several years now, hasn't it?
Yeah. And it's been great. And, you know, it's not super jazzy, but it's so much fun. And it's I really enjoy it.
Good. Now, when you reflect back on that interview, and it sounds like you only had one mm-hmm. before you received a job offer, what do you think you did well in that conversation that made them pick you? Because clearly it was you had competitors. What made you stand out?
I was just myself, and our senses of humor lined up, and our sort of easygoing. We just had a great rapport. We were, like I said, we felt like friends, and I just sort of went with that. And I thought, if nothing comes of this, I met some really nice people, and I think they liked me, and I liked them, and so I left feeling that even if I didn't get a job offer and even if I didn't accept, that it was a really good experience, which I can't be said for all interviews.
So did you get any feedback from your current colleagues now, you know, several months or maybe immediately after you started work about what you did differently in that interview compared to your competitors?
You know, I think that the woman that was interviewing me had mentioned that my that my resume lined up a lot with the person who had my position before me. So that was sort of why they initially brought me in. But then that they just loved my sense of humor. And so I think that that's what stood out.
So a lot of listeners, and I've been in this boat myself, you walk into a job interview, and this happened to me many times when I was a candidate, you're nervous. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to be yourself, and it's hard to be at ease. What's your secret, Becca? How did you crack jokes and create that good chemistry?
Again, I think it's so different from interview to interview because I'm always nervous walking into an interview, of course. And I think that that's only natural. And I think that a good interviewer helps put the interviewee at ease. And that really happened in this situation. And it was genuine. And I could feel that. And so I responded in kind. And my flight or fight system, mellowed out. And we just talked like we knew each other versus it being a very stiff and scary process, which I've been through those as well. And you leave there thinking, I did not nail that. And yeah. I wouldn't want to work here anyway.
Yeah, I think we've all been there once or twice, sometimes more in our careers.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had a good resume, good manner and good chemistry in the interviews. You sent the follow-up thank you note, and kudos to you for doing it with writing something out by hand. I think that's always, in almost every case, even more effective. You had another job offer, and you said no to it. Tell us about that.
I did, and that was a tough one because that was actually – it was on paper. It was a great opportunity, and it was good money, and it was – again, it was doing something that I could see myself doing, but in this particular case, it was in Minnesota. And I accepted the offer, and I got my business cards, and I was getting set to move, and I got more and more anxious and more nervous, and I was still looking at job boards in Portland, and something told me, why am I still looking at job boards in Portland when I have this great job offer? Unless there's something holding me back. And the big thing was I didn't want to leave Oregon.
So you actually accepted the position?
I did.
Yeah.
And I was looking for a place to live, and I just got more and more nervous and thought of more reasons why I should, try and push my start date. And I thought if I was really invested in this, I would be anxious to go rather than, I'd be excitedly anxious rather than just anxious. Yeah. And I really feel I'm very close with my family and my friends here, and I'm from here, and I feel like I really made the right decision.
Okay. And how did you communicate that to the employer?
It was not easy, but I called and I said, I really appreciate you taking the time and taking a chance on me, and I have rethought what's important to me. And I feel like I need to retract my acceptance of this offer. And they graciously retracted the offer.
Yeah. That must have been a hard call to make.
It was very hard. And I second-guessed it for a long time. And from time to time, I think I wonder what would be different if I had accepted it.
Yeah. I can't speak to your case, but I've seen other people in organizations where I've worked earlier in my career who said yes to offers they had mixed feelings about, and they almost never thrived and often left after 3 or 4 months because it wasn't a good fit. So you listened to your gut there, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. And I can't help but imagine that I probably would not have lasted in that situation.
Okay. And what did your gut tell you about Portland Business Alliance after you had that meeting and you got that phone call?
It told me to go with this. But I knew that, you can always walk away from things. And if it turned out that it wasn't the right fit, but something told me that once I figure out what it is I'm working for and what it is I'm doing, I'm really going to like it here.
Good. Terrific. So, well, we have to bring the conversation to a close. What is your number one job hunting tip for our listeners, Becca?
just try not to get too defeated and keep at it, because it really is, you know, nothing's going to just fall into your lap, unfortunately. And do go with your gut and sometimes take a chance on something that seems kind of random or off the wall, and you might just end up in a great place.
Yeah, and you took that chance and here you are 2.5 years later and you're thriving there, aren't you?
Absolutely. I still love it.
Okay, terrific. Well, thank you for sharing your story, Becca. You can learn more about Becca McCulloch's job search by visiting maxlist.org/stories. And check out the MaxList website for dozens of other success stories. Every Friday, we add a new interview with a MaxList reader who has found their dream job. See for yourself. Go to maxlist.org/stories. In the meantime, thank you, our listeners, for downloading today's bonus episode of Find Your Dream Job.